We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, I will say that's what differentiates a good garden centre from a great one. You need the cafe attached. There's something about just being in that environment. You know what? This is going to sound crazy. Yeah. I think it's the one space where I'm truly relaxed.
Yeah, it's better than a spa. Also, if you don't have a cafe attached, you might as well be a shed. It's not a gardening centre.
It's not a gardening centre.
What's the centre? It's not a centre of anything. You know what I mean? It's loads of plants. You're in a shed.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! We're back.
The bellies are full.
And we're ready to record.
Nando's has been consumed.
Yeah. Also, let's say it.
Yeah.
Because we want it.
Give us a black card.
Give us a Nando's black card. We know
Who
they exist.
Do we have to suck off to get a Nando's black card?
Because I will. Just like I suck the chicken off the bones of your... half chicken with the Tarasco sauce, which is apparently limited edition, but it's been out for months and I get it every time. I will also suck someone off if they can give us a black card for Nando's.
We will use lemon and herb spice for lube and we will just go to town. I think Jose would allow it.
Yeah.
Like, if...
Oh my God, of course he would.
If then afterwards I go, by the way, now we have free Nando's for life.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And also... the mac and cheese they introduced. This sounds like a post and it's not.
I know it's not.
I know we're doing it for free. Stop making us look like mugs and give us a black card.
Yeah, please. Also, there's a couple of Irish girlies who have a black card. And I'm like, how'd you get that?
See, you probably stand a better chance of getting one in Ireland than
but
I
they
would
don't,
here.
No, they always tag Nando's UK.
Where's mine?
Let's go in and...
there's one at the end of my road.
Really?
See, it probably wouldn't be economical for them to give it to me. Because I would get it every day, I think.
You'd be in there every day.
See, like we spoke about last week, I'm a creature of habit. And I'd be perfectly happy to get it every day for my
lunch. I know what you mean, yeah.
Anyway, girlies. The whole gaff is falling apart.
every episode where you record in your house, you say your gaff is falling apart.
No, have you sat on the couch?
No.
Oh my God. You know that picture I sent you of the fella during the week?
Yeah, so Kevin sent me a picture of a TaskRabbit like worker.
I have it here. Why do I have it saved to my desktop? He's a model.
He's a male model.
Also, he's charging way more than anyone. I reckon he's shagging people.
He must, because look at the review
the
that
review.
Was left.
Yeah, basically, the couch here, right? We got this couch. Actually, we probably would have documented it on here when we got the couch.
Yeah, we did Facebook Marketplace.
Right, got the couch. I came back last year after Christmas, right? Having sublet my room, Shane, right?
Yeah.
Came back to the gaff. I sat down. The couch, there's a big dip in the couch.
Okay.
Right?
But Shane's only a small thing.
But two. No, I'm not saying it was him. I'm just saying it happened when I was away.
Okay.
So that's the thing. I'm kind of nearly... no, they're not here. They don't listen to the pod. But I'm kind of nearly going to the housemates. Oh, this kind of happened when I was away.
Ye should fix it.
Ye should fix it.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, at least go about trying to fix it. I'd probably still contribute,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the worst part of it was it was like, it was a surprise when I sat down and I nearly fell through it. You know what I mean? They were like, what? I was like, what, have you not sat down in the last 3 months? Like, I've actually been in Cork for 3 months.
Okay.
And this happened. But it really annoyed me recently because I had a few of the lads over at mine for pre-drinks, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was one or two stragglers, one or two people, they were like, oh, my friend, who I've never met.
Yeah.
They were like, can he come?
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, yeah, no bother. Anyway, this guy, pure posh fella, right? He goes, oh my God, I'm sinking into your couch.
Oh, fuck.
Like that. He goes, oh my God, I'm literally sinking into your couch.
I would have been like, you'll sink into my fist there now if you keep it going.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. He was like, oh my God, I think your... He literally said, he goes, I think your couch is broken. I went, I'm about to break your vision there now in a second because you get such a smack in the head.
You should have been, I'm sorry, your highness.
But can you believe that?
Feck
and
off.
Then I just said, I actually didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Because we kind of knew it.
To throw him out.
No, well, I just said, I just kind of made a point of it. I said, oh, sorry, yeah, that obviously needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
I said, but you're fine. You're just to,
you're
there's a chair here if you yeah. like, prefer this.
Also, he could have picked other flaws in the house, like the cracks
yeah,
in the wall.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Or the subsidence.
Yeah, do you know what
do
I mean?
Mean? Or the damp.
Do you know? There was loads. Why did he go there?
Do you ever see the TikToks of the model scouts?
No.
Oh my God. So, you know, people whose job it is just to be like
scout
booting
people
around the
yeah.
gaff and scouting people. And obviously I've had to give up on the dream of being scouted.
Yeah, right. I was scouted. Yeah. I was scouted.
Actually, everyone kind of looks like that with their head shaved,
yeah.
do they?
Yeah, he looks way hotter than me. I was scouted,
he's
but
so,
guess,
I can't
ask
stop
me who
looking
I was scouted
him.
By.
Who?
Pulse Models in Cork. Yeah. I was working in
you
a
and
van
the rest of Cork City.
I was working in a van as, and this girl came
oh
up to me
God.
With a pixie cut and goes, do you model? And I goes, no. And she goes, you should. Here's my card. Pulse Models.
I come off.
Yeah, no, I never got signed.
But did you give her a buzz? Did you drop her an email?
Yeah, she never got back to me. I think she was just after a few drinkies.
Maybe after a few
and
drinkies.
And she just wanted people to know she was an agent.
You know what? I think I've pretended I was a model scout after
you
a few
you always
drinkies.
Do. We talk about
no,
that.
No, I don't
yeah.
always do it. Yeah. No, I've stopped
you
doing
used
that. That.
Anyway, he should be scouted.
But have you seen any of the videos? I'd love to be like, imagine if it was your duty to go up.
You got
to
the
like
look.
Gorgeous people and be like, yeah. Hey kid.
You got the look.
I'm going to make you a star.
I'd go for the unconventionally pretty people.
See, is he... Oh my God. Babe, you know what?
Yeah.
I actually, if we were to record this podcast, I couldn't have his photo up there.
No, he's too beautiful. But as well, like, he's moisturised for the gods.
But you know, if he was to come round, right? Yeah. And to do some flat pack bits.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. Basically, I got onto that because I need someone to fix the couch.
Fix
and
the
I was
couch,
like,
yeah.
If he does flat pack bits...
No, that's not in his wheelhouse.
But would he not be able to do that? I think
no,
he's just
No, it's completely
his
different. That's know, a refurb.
But you know what? You're going to have him round anyway.
Yo, babe, you're buying an IKEA shelf just so he can hang it up.
God, just so he can put it up.
Yeah, you have to.
But like, also, the pick and everything. Like,
yeah.
Who took the pick?
He did, but it's like model vibes. No, he's absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, you'll update us on Don't Tell Mam what happens when he comes over.
What do we do for a Patreon vid? We just have him over.
And do a secret camera on the wall? No, like.
No, not, no, we tell him everything. We'd be like, look, we were going to book you to do the couch, but we just want to have a chat for the podcast. And but you know what? We'll double your rate.
No.
Why?
Because he'd be boring. He's too
you
hot to
me?
He's too hot to have a personality.
Yeah, actually,
do you know what
that's
I mean?
True. He's actually occupied every part
yeah,
of my
he
brain
has.
Since.
Imagine if
it.
You fell in love when he came to put together your furniture and then you end up getting married and then we have this podcast as evidence.
But he's the type of person, right, that...
He doesn't settle.
I don't... What?
He doesn't settle, I don't think.
What the fuck does that mean?
As in
for
like,
me?
No, he just doesn't. No, 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 no. No, not that way. I mean, he just doesn't settle. Like, he goes where the wind takes him on his bike.
Sorry. I was very offended
no,
there.
As in,
you, I said he
no,
wouldn't settle.
You're same league. Don't worry. You're great.
No, worry. Okay.
Yeah,
also,
well,
secondly,
he,
you're
yeah,
bullshitting
yeah,
me.
No,
to
as in,
the
like,
end
he's one up. He's
no,
one up.
No, he's, okay, look.
He's.
If I'm a seven, he's a 10. Looks. He's a 10.
Yeah, yeah, he's a 10 looks.
But then personality 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I need to take off the fleece.
You need to take off the fleece.
Sorry, go back to you and your chickens.
Oh, yes, I need chickens. So basically, I was in Cork with my mum last week, right?
Yeah.
And like, we love going for our coffees and our lunches, you know?
So what else would you be doing?
And she was like, I'm going to have to take you out to Griffin's Garden Centre.
Babe, goes, your eyes were scanning for the name.
She goes, I'm going to have to take
it
you
out. It sounded like a sponsor post. You're looking at your hand.
She was like, I'm going to have to take you out to Griffin's Garden Centre because it's after. So basically, it closed down and there's a new one open, right? But there used to be a lovely cafe in there. And now she was like, a new
Ooh.
Cafe's after going in. It's stunning. I have to take you there. It's Perry Perry, right? And I was like,
Perry Perry?
I was like, what? She was like, oh, Perry Perry, you have to try it. It's beautiful. I'm going to go out there one when the girls now join the week, we're going to get a cup of tea and have a few bit of lunch. And I goes, ma'am, like Perry Perry Roosters, Perry Perry, you're going to be, it's like an Andrews, like you're going to go and like.
Yeah, it's a seasoning.
I don't even think they do tea. And I was like, it's so random that they opened a Perry Perry in the garden centre, because there was like a garden centre with a cafe attached. I was like, what, people aren't going to want to go to Perry Perry Roosters, Perry Perry, like, and have a chicken after they get their plants, you know what I mean?
No, you
wouldn't, like, you wouldn't be that hungry, you only want nibbles, you want a scone, you know? Yeah. I was like, I'll Google this, so I went on a hunt, right, and because it's new, like, I couldn't find anything, eventually found it, it's Perry Street Cafe has gone in there.
I was thinking when you said it, I was like,
and
it's definitely Perry Street.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Ooh, they're opening up loads of
Yeah,
guys.
They're
taking
the
one up in Grange as well.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
Now, the girlies in Grange are very good to me. The few times now that I was in over Christmas and stuff, they were looking after me with the coffees.
Oh, really?
And then on the last day, before I was going back to London, one or two mornings now.
No, I went into the one in town and you nearly decked me.
Yeah, you have to catch her on the right day.
Yeah, no, you do. Well, you have to be careful now because there's cork. But like, she nearly smacked me across the face there when I went in there one day. I was like, girl, I'm only looking for a toast of sandwich. Do you know what I mean? But to be careful.
And you used to put more in the wraps. We've given you a shout out before. You used to fill up the wraps more, didn't you? You're going to put some more stuff in the wraps.
You're opening new locations now.
Yeah, don't forget about
don't
where
skimp
it started.
On, don't skimp on quality.
Yeah, who was supporting you from day one?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm dying. Your mum thought it was Perry Perry's.
I'm screaming, yeah. I can't stop laughing at it. Because she's like me. My mum is like me. We get...
Ditzy.
We just miss the mark on things. Like, she...
I know, but have you made that your entire personality there as of late? And then so I don't know when you're leaning into it. You're going, oh, missed the mark, ditzy. How do we know? You are the only one who will ever know what way you truly are.
Yeah, and I know I'm main character vibes.
But you can tell us anything. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I am a brilliant actor, so there's loads. There's multitudes to my talent.
Can I speak about the time, right? Before me and BJ, we were meeting with this production company, right?
This is the most insulted I ever was, I think.
You actually got quite bad.
This is the most insulted I think I ever was in my life.
No, I was trying to look after you. Also,
babe, I didn't need looking after.
Can I just say that post-chat, you were spiraling.
I wasn't.
You were.
It's called excitement. Learn how to read the fucking room.
So we had a chat with this crowd about making... TV series, right?
Yeah.
No, I think it's still on the cards.
It's not.
Been a while.
They've ghosted us. Let's just say it. We've been ghosted, lads. Loads of work and we haven't heard enough
anyway, back. So we did just initial chat with them, right? And it was actually randomly when we were in Edinburgh. That was the first time we had the meeting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember,
yeah. No,
we had to have it in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, I remember.
And then, anyway, they were like, oh, yeah, so we wanted to write this series.
Yeah,
right?
But they wanted us to be in it as well.
And then they went, no, they kind of sprung that on us, but sure, you know, my eyes lit up.
I was weak.
But they were going, but we'd like for you to be in it as well. And they were like, is acting something you'd be okay with? And sure, I was going, oh, say no more.
He was like, I was in,
I was in Oliver when I was five.
I was one of the boys on the platoon in Les Mis. Like, I was like, okay. I don't know what I'm...
BJ goes, I was Nala's man.
No, I goes, yeah, I'm grand. I just can't do an accent.
BJ goes, yeah, but I wouldn't have to do an accent, right? Like that. And I started roaring because I was like, we're playing ourselves like in
what? Yeah, well, I don't know where the storyline would take us. What if we do like a flashback to like, I don't know, another life? Maybe we had a dream sequence, you know?
That was like,
I didn't want to hinder the artistic process, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
But then, right, we get off the call, right? And I'm buzzing because I was like, oh my God.
You weren't. You were on a Debbie Downer.
No, I wasn't. I was buzzing because I was like,
and you didn't like Edinburgh too much because there was a lot of walking and steps.
You're making some up now.
I loved Edinburgh. I loved
too.
The border.
I loved it. I have a TikTok about how much I love Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah. I got there the day before, remember? And I done a strolly stroll.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Nadine stayed in my bed.
Anyway, I got off the call and I'm buzzing. And next thing I turn to Kevin, he goes, PJ, don't worry. We can get you acting lessons. And I was never more insulted. You took my hand and you were trying to be so reassuring.
But that's what I was doing.
Which was more insulting. I was like, oh, don't you worry, but I can act.
No, I said, are you all right? And you were like, yeah, I'm fine, but you seemed off.
I didn't.
Babe, you're my best friend. I know when you're off. And I was like, are you all right? And you were like, yeah, I'm fine or whatever. And I was like, if you're stressing with that, I said... I think I said we can get acting
no,
lessons.
No, you said we can get you acting lessons. You goes, I'm grand, I was in Les Mis on the platoon.
Stop saying
You did. And you goes, my friend's mom told me that it was a brilliant Italian on stage. We know, babe. Anyway, we got ghosted after that. I think when they heard I couldn't do an accent, they were like, where else?
They were like, oh, that's the idea, God.
Yeah,
that-
do you know what I mean? But if you're listening, producers who we spoke to that day, I have been taking acting lessons.
Yeah.
I haven't actually, but I've been practicing my accents. Give me one.
French.
Bonjour. s'il vous plaît.
No, so the thing is with the accent, they probably wouldn't have you speaking French. They'd have you speaking English in a French accent.
Okay, give me a line. This is how you say Cork. This is how you say Shandon Bells. Sorry to the French listeners. Give me another one.
Well, you just said every sentence. This is how you say.
That's what French people do. This is how you say a podcast. Are we on the Pity podcast? This is how you say podcast with the mic.
No, actually, I think French is
once
your
I get
thing.
Into it, give me one more.
No, I was going to say, no, I can't say that.
Don't get me cancelled now.
Yeah, no, sorry. I now can't think of any countries besides the ones I can get cancelled. Yeah. Okay, Australian.
Okay. What? Yeah.
Why do you look so sad?
I'm trying to get into the character. All right, mate. No, that's English, isn't it? Put another shrimp in the bar. Put another shrimp in the barbie. That could be my lane. Put another shrimp in the barbie, mate. We're in London. No,
we can't wait to go to Australia.
Are we going to Bondi?
We're doing it. We were there, like.
I was in Perth, though, all I talked to was Irish people. Anyway, I'll practice. If the producers are listening, I'll practice.
When we go to Australia on the tour, you're doing the whole show in an Australian accent only.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh,
Sydney up, Mavs. No, that's not it at all.
You keep going into East London.
I'll be able to mimic you. Go.
When I'm doing Australian, I tend to talk like this.
When I'm doing Australian, I tend to talk like this. That was better, no?
That was better, but I'm not sure if mine is even accurate.
No, that was good.
I base mine purely.
Kat, you're a lesbian, Kim.
Dyke.
I just watch loads of Captain Kim.
But that's all it is.
No, that's what we
need. You just need a reference point. Because
we
find it easy to do American because we grew up watching all the shows in America.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
and
it is.
Girls, remember, acting is just play.
It's just having fun. It's just pretend.
When actors say acting is just play, I want to go shut the
fuck
up.
And they're going, do you love your life as an actor? And they go, yeah, because I get to play for a living.
And I want to go.
I'm going to kick you in the bollocks.
I'm going to go, you're fucking dope.
Anyway, should we get on to the team?
Oh yeah, let's get on to the team. The team for this week is Good Deeds.
Alexa, play No Good Deed.
By the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. That's so funny.
Where is he?
Why did he do that?
Where is he?
I don't know. Oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the film.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see the film.
Are we going to paint each other green and go see it?
I don't know about the green.
I'm more of a Glinda. This is so charmed coded.
That's why I loved it.
Yeah.
It's everything I love.
Yeah. Magic and musicals.
Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood
leave no stain.
Oh, look
at you knowing the lyrics.
When they beat him, let him feel no pain. Laptop down, girls.
She knows them
all by
heart.
Let his bones never break and however.
No, you're terrifying
you know
in the eyes.
It's because when one of the lads in school used to like bully me or annoy me, I used to pretend that I was casting a spell and sing this. No, I did it once, maybe.
That's so
or
cute.
Maybe when I was singing it, that's what I used to think about. That sounds a bit crazy if I was actually doing
this. That's so cute. What's happening?
What good is the chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading.
She does. What's she on about?
No, it takes ages to get into the no good
okay.
deed. Already dead.
When's she
gonna
fly? When she fly? Does she fly in this one?
She flies at the end of Act One.
Defying gravity.
Yeah.
What's she doing here?
She's casting the spell.
On who? Oh, the monkeys. She making the monkeys.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's making the flying monkeys. She is, no?
No good deed goes unpunished.
Speak. Facts.
No act of charity goes unresented.
Period.
We're probably there now, are we?
Yeah.
Now, I do love... Just the next bit.
Okay, she's taking it up. Okay.
It's my new creed.
Are we going to get sued by Wicked?
Would they?
Where's the chorus?
Now. No good deed. It's the flip here, the switch. From belt into... head voice. Ooh, did you hear that? That mix. Alexa?
Adele Dazeem.
Stop.
She's amazing.
Now, do we play 2 minutes of that song?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are people just going to be listening?
Is Adina Menzel going to come for us?
I don't know. She's on in the background. I was thinking, you know, people are trying to tell us the laws about playing music and podcasts before. It. Imagine though, if we were recording the pod and we just happened to have a song playing in the background. That's all we have to say, that it was just playing in the back.
But you're not allowed to do that, I don't think, like.
By accident, like. You just say it was the neighbour.
And then they'd be like, what you just said. Alexa, play it, you know what I mean?
You know what? I was actually so triggered when we started playing it because I was thinking back to the 100th episode when I started singing.
Babe.
What song was that,
like,
again?
I Love You, right?
You know what? We never discussed anything after that.
But that was the most awkward moment of my whole entire life. But also, you, like, as my best friend, you should have known that was my worst nightmare come to reality.
I just thought that you were going to be like, I was envisioning the affair to be way more of like a sentimental, emotional
one.
And
I was going slapstick humor.
But then as soon as we got there, you're like, "Wah!" You're like, come in, girlies, in the t-shirts with Kevin's favourite sayings. And then you hear my going, like a comic pull. Also, I couldn't hear a word.
It's making excuses. But it's the fact that your present to me was you getting singing lessons. That's what I thought was hilarious.
No, it wasn't. My present to you was me singing you a song,
which was my worst nightmare, Kevin. I told you before, one of my worst nightmares is someone singing directly into my face in public in front of a crowd.
I didn't do it directly to your face. I was like over a bit.
No, you were holding my hand, and then at the time I thought it was so good, so awkward, and then I was trying to make jokes.
Everyone I said it to was like, oh my god, he's gonna.
Yeah,
love,
but
gonna
obviously love. Everyone you said to don't know who the fuck I am. They don't know, like, they don't know anything about me, do they?
You were like grabbing the hats, you were like putting on your head, you were like,
blah, 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 blah. It was actually so. Then I felt bad afterwards because obviously you were kind of pouring your heart out into the song, right? But because I felt so awkward, I was pretending to down the bottle of bubbles, and there were people laughing, and you must have been like, what's he doing?
No, but you know, the worst thing is from like the get go, from the intro of the song into the I've heard it said. Yeah. I knew from then. I goes, this was the worst idea I've had in my head. But now I'm like, this is the only gift I have. Yeah. So I had to follow through with it. But, and the worst is like I did a second verse and I did the chorus.
I thought you were going to at least change the lyrics to be like funny.
Stop, I hate when you say that as if like I went to minimal effort. I went to Woolwich
for a singing lesson.
No.
For your rep folder. Do you know, sometimes Beverly would voice on me and go, remember that time Kevin sang to you on the 100th? She just remembers listening, being like, because she knows it's also my like nightmare.
Do you know what I wanted to do afterwards? Because I feel like it just died so much.
Yeah.
Like in the moment. And also I didn't sing well or anything. I was getting on to Ferg, who's helping out with the sound, and being like, can we just drop in this version of the, or like, because I had recorded with the actual
backing track.
With the backing track. And like,
oh, you booked studio
with
time.
So I was like, let's just drop in that version of, because I was like, I can't listen to that. And all the laughing in the back.
And also when I was editing the video of it, I was like, I'm going to have to punch in on Kev for bits, because I'm like this next year, I'm like, oh, like sticking out my tongue and stuff like this.
You're literally looking at girls and pointing at me and laughing.
But it was weird because it tore people as well. There were so many people afterwards were messaging going, I was crying when you sang the song, Kevin.
But you know what? And I appreciate all of you people. I think that was probably... That week after that came out was probably one of the lowest points of my...
No, the sentiment was there. Like, as in, like, I really appreciate the meaning behind the song. And, like I really felt, like, loved. Like, that,
maybe,
like...
Maybe you didn't.
No, I did. But then I was like, it's just the way you...
I'm going to sing it again at the wedding.
No. Babe, I would throw you into the river.
I've heard it said.
I appreciate, like, the feeling behind it, but just the way you delivered the emotion via song... I wanted to like disappear.
Also, in my head, I'm like, is it a bit like a character from a comedy? Am I being like, my gift to you?
Yeah,
is me singing.
Yeah, it was listening.
And then I got a singing lesson.
But also, I haven't seen one of the t-shirts I got you.
They were all very small.
Oh, really? But they fit. No,
you might see some people in Stratford wearing.
Do you want to the charity shop? So there's going to be random people walking around with sayings.
No, but the thing is, you've got me 7 t-shirts. Look how small my room is. I've
but
a tiny wardrobe.
They were all your iconic sayings. What were they again?
I know, but I was like, but in my head I was going, how funny if I'm just walking around Stratford randomly and I see someone going around wearing one of my phrases on a t-shirt. You know what I mean? Because they popped into British Heart Foundation.
What was the one that we had to put on it?
What the heck?
What the heck? Anyway, girlies, speaking of good deeds.
Oh, yeah.
That actually we tried to do a good deed for each other and it fell flat.
Yeah.
Because, girls, some good deeds do fall flat.
Some good deeds don't go unpunished.
I don't get that phrase.
What's that phrase mean?
I don't get the phrase, all good, no good deed. What
no
is it?
No good deed goes unpunished.
But it does. Like, sometimes.
What's the reverse of that? So, good deeds are punished.
No good deed goes on. No, they're saying if you do a good deed, you're going to get punished.
So what's the reverse?
If you don't do a good deed, you're not going to get punished.
No, because the reverse is a good deed goes punished.
I'm confused.
No, a bad deed goes...
Anyway, sometimes...
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, look it up there. Do they mean, like, do you know, sometimes, like, if I'm going into the shop, right?
Yeah.
And there's a homeless person outside...
Yeah.
I would sometimes go, do you want me to get you some food, right?
Oh, is it? And saying if you got them a sandwich and you didn't realise but they were celiac.
Yeah,
and then
or something
get
like that.
Done for it.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or that's not what it means, is it?
But on the homeless thing, like...
It's a sardonic commentary on the frequency with which acts of kindness backfire on those who offer them.
Yeah, so that's kind of it.
That's it.
So for example...
Maybe the celiac homeless person wasn't a great example.
No, but like I'd offer, like, if I'm going into a shop, I'd go to like a homeless person saying, do you want me to get you something to eat inside? And then they tell me what they want because I can't just presume. Because when I was younger, I think I was like 19 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like going into Tesco and there was someone on Paul Street, like there was a homeless person begging, right? And I was like, oh, I'll get them some wedges now. And they'd be weak for themselves, like having a few wedgies, right? 19-year-olds with a savior complex, right? So goes in and gets them some wedges, right? From the Tesco deli. Comes out and I walks over and I was like, hey, I got you some wedges. And then he just goes, why the fuck would I want some wedges?
Now, did he say why the fuck would I want some wedges?
He goes, why the fuck would I want some wedges? I don't want them. And I goes, oh, right. It's my fault for being like, he should take what he gets, you know, in my head. It taught me a lesson.
Yeah.
And now I just always ask before I go in.
You say, what would you want?
I go, do you want? And then they always tell me what they want and I go, get that, you know what I mean?
No, it's you know, the friends who are like, yeah, I'd never give them money because they'll just spend it on alcohol and fags. And I go, that's what you spend your money on.
Yeah, literally.
Why can't they spend their money on that? We'll say the odd time where I would ask them, I'd say, do you want anything in the shop?
You have to ask them,
I'll never forget the one who was brazen before and she was giving me her shopping list.
What did you have to get?
I was just like, girl, I'm going to have to go. Sorry, I know that sounds so bad. She wasn't homeless. She was like a woman who came up to me and she was like, would you buy me some food? And I was like, okay, yeah, like, you know what? I swear, she was having me getting a crown turkey and all.
Brilliant.
I was like, babe, I said, I'm sorry, I can't be getting all those things.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I wouldn't...
I know that sounds bad, like, no, maybe like, Kevin, just get out of the stuff.
I know,
but I think she was chancing around
a
bit.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But like, as well...
No, you say something now similar so that if I
just told you, I presumed that he would like wedges.
I know, but that's me. I didn't even get you on anything then.
Yeah, but she was taking the piss.
She was taking...
she was going, can you go in there and get me this, and
I know.
This?
Look, it's... You can't be doing the weekly shop. Fucking huge!
Oh no, there's
serious
a huge,
problem
yeah, no,
in society
is.
With it that needs to be tackled.
I think we should do a whole episode on it.
On
like
homelessness.
Maybe get like Cork Penny Dinners on or something.
Oh my god, I'd love
do
to
you
do
know
a
what I mean?
Collab with Cork Penny Dinners. Yeah. No, it was me being like, yeah, I told you I wouldn't go away with a shopping list.
Yeah,
but I'm just being look. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would
just drop the shovel. Drop the shovel. Stop digging a hole. Moving on.
Stop it.
Okay, moving
go on.
On.
Moving on.
Obviously, like. Me and you both have done like our fair share of fundraising, like we put on fundraising classes and stuff like this, and we've like just fundraised on socials and stuff like this. But I haven't really been that good at like donating my time to like charity that much.
I know.
So sometimes I do be like, especially like when
that's on my list for this year.
Yeah, same. But like when we're, do you know, when we're like. We're going to all these events and like doing these tours and stuff. Sometimes I do like, it'd be like a Sunday, and when I'm walking down the street and I'm like, am I contributing anything to society? And I get this like pang of guilt and I'm like, there's people really struggling in this world.
Yeah.
And I'm like worrying about what I'm going to wear to my next show. You know what I mean? I'm like, give me a bit of perspective there now and let me cop on.
Yeah.
And I always like write it in my notes. I'm like try and donate more of your time to like do stuff.
I think like, obviously, look, you can donate money. That's obviously very worthy when you're donating to whatever charities. And also, even when you're donating your clothes to a clothes bank or to a charity shop or whatever, obviously all that is worthwhile. But I do think there is a lot of merit as well in actually giving time back to do something.
Yeah, because I do think we're, like, in general, both of us are good at, like, the donating, the like campaigning, trying to use our platforms as well as we can. But it is the time thing. I think like physically getting in there. Yeah.
Well, I was here over Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And it was before I was coming home.
Yeah.
I had about a 3 or 4 day window, and that was when you were away in the Philippines and stuff, right? So I was basically on the wind down for Christmas, you know what I mean? I'd done my Christmas shopping.
I thought you were on the wine.
And I had a few days free before I was due to travel back, and I was like, will I do something nice? Like, it's Christmas, and you know, the way you'd be feeling extra charitable on Christmas, like you should give back. Yeah. There was ones collecting outside Morrison's, right? So I slowed down on my bike, and they were like, would you like to support local soup kitchen? And I was like, oh, I said, I never knew there was like a soup kitchen in Stratford. Yeah. And I said, I was like, where is it? They were like, it's literally just over here. And I said, I'm literally just living around the corner, right?
Yeah.
I said, would you be looking for help at all over the next few days? I said, I have a few days free. And one went, no, we're actually good. Well, no. To say I was cute.
she scalped you.
I was so mortified. And she just goes, no, we're just looking for donations at the moment. Which is obviously fine, right? They might have had a full kitchen.
And they might need you during the year, though, to check back in with them. Because like, I think like charitable organizations like around like Christmas and stuff get so much help and so much influx, but then they need you in like, I don't know, November.
But you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? And I'm putting in here for accountability.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and volunteer with Switchboard, you know, the LGBT charity over here, the
amazing
phone line to offer support
to
queer people. Yeah. I wanna do something like
like, oh my god, is this Kevin from my grandma?
me having to get one of the voice decoders for the phone.
They'd be like, oh, I don't feel like I can tell you my trauma because you'll be talking about it on the pod.
Also, like, people now, because I'm saying this, they're probably just going to be chancing their arm trying to ring up just to chat to me.
If you find Kevin on the Switchboard, we give you a prize. We send you out a toast. I don't know what the tinfoil hat of me, but like some of the charities as well, I make sure to do my research.
I know,
like,
do your research.
I'm like, is my money going to the actual cause? Right? So you do have to do your research when you are trying to do a good deed like that. You know what I mean?
No, you do definitely have to look into it. It makes sense there because... Yeah. Also, wasn't there things that came out before about... I can't remember what charities, maybe we should have put this in the research, but... Like, where the CEO was like making upwards of like 150.
Yeah.
And obviously, look, people who work for charities as well, like,
they
have
need
to get
be
paid and they need to earn
the
living.
Yeah,
like, otherwise, you know, they can't function. You
need,
you know, you need
to be paid. Like, it's weird.
The organization
like,
doesn't work.
It must be a bit toxic as well, though. I think, like, say if you were an employee in a charitable organization and, like, obviously that's your job.
Yeah.
And you want a raise. Yeah. Like, imagine trying to ask for a raise and then your boss being like, oh, but you know, we're trying to do this. And they're like, yeah, we are, but I also need to kind of live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you can't pour from an empty cup. You know what I mean?
There's that.
Just back to good deeds, like in general, right? I do think there's like a dual benefit. Is that the right way to say it? It's like, as in, for example, I don't think...
The duplicitous nature of good deeds.
Of good deeds, yeah. I don't... Is that the name of the app? No, it's not. It needs to be more catchy. but I think, like myself, like, there's no selfless good deed. Because, for example, if I do something good for somebody, even if it's something as small as, like, making breakfast for you when you stay over, I feel good about myself for doing the good deed.
It raises the feel-good hormones in the brain, so...
Which I love.
Which is great, yeah.
And I think it's amazing, because then it's like, it makes people... being nicer to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Two people are benefiting. But how do we feel about the people who do good just for optics or just like... I think there's such a trend as of late on Instagram. It seems to be all over my page and it boils my blood when people shove a camera into someone's face and they... One, tell them a compliment. Two, are like, I'm going to pay for your whole shopping.
Yeah.
Like, tell
it's
me about your
performative.
Struggle.
It's super performative.
And these people, like, some of the people in these videos are, like, desperate.
Yeah.
You know, and they're literally, like, living, like, on the breadline.
It's always Americans. And
it's always crazy Americans.
And they go to people and they're like, I'm going to pay for your shopping.
It feels exploitative. Like, you're
exploiting.
Who literally.
Who needs help.
Who needs help and needs this money, willing to do anything with this money. So, and you're just plastering them all over the internet. Now, the people who are on the receiving end of these.
Yeah.
Gifts or whatever, money and whatever they'd be getting, like, might be delighted, you know, and they might be like, oh my god, absolutely,
but it's still like, it just because they'd be delighted doesn't mean it's right.
I don't like it.
I feel so uncomfortable watching it.
I have a real issue with that. I think, like, the people who are doing the nice things and they're getting a buzz off it and they're delighted with themselves and they're not telling anyone about it. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, a special place in heaven reserved for those people.
I think those are like Irish people in general.
We're actually great for doing the bits.
Yeah, it's like the community aspect of like being Irish. Like even if you're Irish abroad, for example, like you mightn't even know someone that well, but like you help each other out.
Or like even beyond that, even if you think about like, you know, the time of the Chernobyl disaster and stuff. Like I know families who were fostering kids from Chernobyl and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I think Irish people generally, as a nation, individuals, were good for...
Yeah, and it's, not, it's something I'm really proud of.
Kind of doing something nice, aren't we?
I just think of my mum all the time. I always say, like, she has such a big heart. She kind of instilled that in all of us. And I think your mum did too, Life is so hard. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just nice to... do something nice for someone. And then when someone does something nice for you, then you really appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's
good. I do like that element of local radio as well. You know, where someone rings in and they're down on their luck.
Yeah.
Or something's happened to them.
Yeah.
There was a fella rang in actually to Cork Radio there before Christmas last year. And I don't know, he's been like being bullied in school and stuff. I was bawling and crying in the car and I rang up. Bear in mind now, I hadn't even asked.
Yeah. You know,
that's when I was doing the panto.
Yeah.
I rang up and I was like, I'd like to donate 2 tickets to the panto. For him, he was with his nan. He was very close to his nan.
Did you go?
Yeah, him and the nan came to see it.
Oh, babe.
No, I love that. And again, I'm even mortified saying that because it's like, and I did this.
Well, you have it in the notes. You wanted to bring it off. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. You didn't. Yeah, no, I do think like a lot of people are just lovely people and they do good deeds and like the world moves on, right? But I do think because of social media, there is a lot of like, look at me, I'm doing something good, or look at me, I'm being progressive, or whatever. Especially like, I think around times of like political and social unrest, like for example when Black Lives Matter happened, there was a lot of people just being like, I'm gonna post a black square and do nothing else, like, and like that's not helping anyone. You know what I mean?
And I suppose really it's happening again with like the genocide that's happening over in
Gaza.
I think as long as your intention is right.
Yeah, obviously, you know? Exactly. And like it's weird because like there is this pressure as well. Like I think everyone feels it now. It's like when something happens, everyone's like, why aren't you posting about it? Or I feel the pressure sometimes being like, okay, there's something wrong here. We need to address it. But like, how do I address this in a way that's beneficial to the cause, as opposed to me just going, sharing the same post that 7 other people shared, you know? There's a lot to be said about everyone just posting and sharing information, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But for me, I always do like 2 checks. So like, for example, with everything that's happening in Palestine, I made sure to read loads, like, so I understood what was happening.
Yeah.
And then if I share a post, it's usually to share information, like new information.
It's information that I didn't know previously.
I feel adds to the conversation, as opposed to just like a flag, you know?
Yeah.
And then also the second one, if there's a call to action, like, so if there's
like a petition to sign,
like, they're the 2 things I'm like, okay, me actually posting about this is about the cause as opposed to about me being like, look at me, I'm a good person. You know what I mean?
Following through with the action then yourself and stuff. Or like if there's a rally happening or
going,
march in solidarity, saying, oh, this is happening, and then showing up yourself and stuff. It's such a weird thing because like this was all happening, like it still is happening, and it's only getting fucking worse because the world doesn't seem to be doing anything about it.
Yeah.
The powers that can fucking do something about it. But like,
it's fucking ridiculous.
When, you know, at the time when I was, you know, welcoming my niece into the world, right?
Yeah.
And you're looking at all these images of children
like,
in the world who are literally being murdered and massacred, and you're like,
and you see like these crying parents clutching, it's literally making me terrible. You see these people holding their dead babies,
it's
like,
crazy, it's so, and like, sad. It's weird because like, also, you know what I also have difficulty with sometimes, I'm like, you know, we come together then, right? We sit down and we have a podcast and we have a laugh. We talk about the most stupid things. We talk about our days. We talk about our
nandos. And it seems so trivial.
And I'm like, while all this is going on in a separate
part of the world,
and I kind of go, Jesus Christ, in 20 years' time, will they go, look at this horrendous thing that's happening in the world. And what were you doing? And then kind of going, oh my God, I was making a podcast and I was talking about...
Yeah. But obviously, like, there needs to be balance.
I know,
because that's the way I sleep.
I know, I'm just sorry. I don't think I've ever said this to you,
I'd be the same. Like, there's sometimes I'd be editing a podcast, and I'd be after watching a video, or, like, I'd be after going to, like, one of the marches, and I sit down to edit a podcast, and we're going, yeah, and then we went for brunch, and then we went here, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so fucking vapid, you know what I mean? But then I'm like, it's like, you need to be able to balance it. So, for example, like, if someone has, the way I felt better about it, I was like, if someone spent their
Tell
day,
me, I could do, I but could it, do
like,
feel
so,
it
so for example, like if someone spent their day, like going to a march panel sign, trying to fundraise, always trying to like put like push the campaign forward,
yeah.
being like ceasefire now, and they feel really drained and they feel like they have nothing else to give and they feel really wrecked yeah. and they just feel like the world is a horrible place.
Yeah.
They could just pop us into their ears, go for a walk, yeah. recharge a bit.
That's a nice and
then they're like a bit fueled to like kind of fight again, you know yeah. what I mean? Because I keep saying this, but you really can't pour from an empty cup, like, so you need to look after yourself yeah. if you're going to help other people.
No, that is true. Yeah,
you know, definitely. We're going to continue to post about it and go to rallies because we need to keep the focus on Gaza until there is a ceasefire.
Absolutely. And just make sure that you're still putting pressure on the TDs and on your MPs so that they're calling for a ceasefire as well, because there's a lot of them skirting around the issue and
yeah,
it's fucking gone on long enough.
Mm. And speaking of like people in power and like just like back to good deeds in general, yeah. like and world issues in general, like billionaires exist, right?
Billionaires exist or billionaires exists?
Billionaires exist, right? Okay. Like should they even exist? You know what I mean? Nobody in the world, I think, should have that much money.
No, $1 billion.
Exactly. You know,
no, well, it's dollars, but a billion.
Like, they are billionaires, like who have dollars as their currency.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, they donate money to charity and stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they could, a lot of them could solve the issue that they're donating to if they really wanted to, because they're billionaires.
I feel like they could, right? You know the way they say money doesn't solve anything. I feel like we could take a billionaire's money and solve a lot of problems.
A lot of problems, yeah.
Speaking of that, right? God, listen to me. Let me prove that winning the lottery would make I still be a good person.
Yeah.
You know, let
give me
prove
the opportunity.
It. Give me the opportunity,
do you know
to
what
prove
I mean?
Because I promise I would be. Because you know there was that thing with The Rock and Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah.
That they were trying to raise money to donate victims of the Maui fires.
Oh yeah.
That time, right?
Yeah.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Even last year,
yeah.
right? So they donated $5 million each, right?
Yeah.
And they were looking for members of the public to donate the rest, the other five.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of going,
but I'm like,
girls, donate 10.
Donate loads more.
Oprah's a billionaire.
Like in the scale of
things.
Like her revenue, $5 million is like a tenner. I don't know. I'm not a mathematician.
No, but it probably is.
But you know what I mean?
I'd say it. If you're a billionaire.
That's chum change.
I hate saying it and I'm nearly afraid to say it because Oprah's so powerful. But that's, I think she's going to be the one in the celebs.
I think she's Illuminati.
There's going to be more stuff coming out about
really
Oprah, yeah.
Also,
I want to like her, but apparently she's a bit crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd say, oh, you know what? I'd say all of them are.
I think to be like such
no, I like The Rock.
I think to get to $1 billion.
Billion, like.
You need to be doing some crazy stuff.
Also,
behind the scenes.
Is she just a billionaire from
Oprah Winfrey show? No, she has
Oprah
a magazine.
Show.
She has a book club. She does everything.
But she's a billionaire.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm like, she could turn around and go, like, I'm just going to fund this.
Just
whole,
fund all of it,
yeah,
Oprah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, obviously.
Sell a pair of earrings.
Yeah.
They're probably $5 million.
Yeah, but you just have tons of money. Like,
you have loads of money. Also, what are they all going to do with all their money? Like, even The Rock, it says here, he is $800 million is his worth. Oprah's net worth is $2.5 billion. The Rock's is $800 million. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
What? Have a really big coffin when you die.
Do you know what celebrity was actually amazing for doing good deeds?
Don't.
What?
Because I want to go on about him.
I was saying, you tell me about him all the time and I want you to
oh,
go on
yeah,
about him now.
Because I was actually going to pivot to George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael.
George Michael is the blueprint for a good celebrity.
He moved in silence.
He was everything. He was relatable as well,
yeah.
doing the cruisy bits,
yeah.
doing all the bits.
Yeah.
My Greek king. I think George Michael is one of the best
so
celebrities
ever. So what was the story again? You were telling me that...
But it was just that it was posthumously.
After his death.
After he died.
Yeah.
That all these stories started coming out. I think it was Richard Osman.
Yeah.
Who hosts Pointless and mm-hmm. did Taskmaster as well. I think he had tweeted after George Michael died.
Yeah.
And he said that a woman had went on Deal or No Deal before, right? And she was looking for 15K for IVF treatment.
Okay.
She really wanted. Anyway, she ended up leaving with a penny or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
And the next day they got a call and it was George Michael ringing up being like, he'd like to pay for her treatment.
Oh.
But this only came out afterwards. You know, it wasn't in the
like
papers.
Like little good deeds like that.
There's so many other examples.
Yeah.
He set up a trust giving grants to support rights of disabled children and adults.
Amazing.
he worked in a homeless shelter anonymously for years. Like, if that was any other celebrity,
how could you do that though? You're George Michael. Campaign.
I know, but he probably just took on a pair of sunnies, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, maybe, or like put the hair up.
He sent free tickets to hospital workers after they treated him for pneumonia.
Oh, like, oh, that stuff's so lovely.
He also played a free Christmas concert for NHS nurses in memory of the support his mother got when she was suffering from cancer. Like, all he did loads
that's
of great.
Do you know who also you're finding out loads that they did when they were alive that was lovely as well? Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah,
there's loads of stories coming out about
loads
her.
Loads of stories about Sinead O'Connor
yeah,
as well.
That she was like just the loveliest person ever. Also, it just goes to show, like, isn't it lovely if you're a good person, like, you will be remembered as such, you know?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? No, that
like,
is lovely.
It's that's a lovely legacy that he left behind there now.
Speaking of good person, right, to wrap it up, this just came to me and I remembered it and I want to actually speak about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Around the time that I was maybe in third year, I might have graduated actually, but I was very much roughing it in London.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, I was on a flight and this woman was ordering a cup of tea, right?
Yeah.
But they weren't accepting change. They weren't accepting card.
Okay.
And no one didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I've my card here. Like, and she was like, no, there's no need for it. Mm-hmm. And that was the good deed. I paid for her tea.
And bye, girls. Great.
No, sorry, I'm joking. No, so I was like, come here. It's no bother at all. Like, whatever, yeah. It's 250. And then I was chatting to her on the flight. And it turns out that her daughters knew Siobhan.
Okay, yeah.
Siobhan O'Shea, yeah. That they were dancing with yeah. Siobhan and stuff. And I was chatting to him, telling her I was dancing and all the rest of it. And then at the end of the flight, she gave me 20 quid and I was mortified. And I was like, there's no need for that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
She was like, no, like, you're trying to make something happen for yourself over
yeah,
London
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, first of all, I was like mortified. I was like, no, I don't want it,
yeah.
And I took it and I was like, and that, I know this sounds outrageous, but that 20 quid actually meant so much to me.
Oh.
It did, like, even that, like, you know, we'll say, I know it might have even been just like a takeaway that night yeah. or something, but I was like, and not to say that I was going
no,
without
but
food
that made
either,
your week kind of thing.
But
yeah.
She didn't need to do that. And I remember just thinking, but it wasn't even that. It was just how nice she was to me on the flight and the interaction that I had.
Yeah.
And that, like, just kind of topped it off. I was like, actually, she's a lovely, lovely person. And then I since spoke with her kids. And she was like buzzing that like the podcast and stuff. She found out that I was doing all this and she was like, oh my God.
Oh my
so
God.
Actually, she's responsible
story.
For this.
Oh, what's her name?
I don't know the name.
Oh, you didn't need names.
Didn't need names, just vibes.
Just vibes.
Just vibes
Love
and
that.
Good deeds.
Yeah. Also, I just think in general, like there now, like she just did something out of the kindness of her heart and didn't want
now,
anything.
No, I did it first.
Because you're actually undercutting my point because I was going to say that like you do kind of have to, or, like you have to approach a good deed that you're doing like and expect nothing in return.
Expect nothing,
like, because I think what like what some people do, and I think this is when it gets a bit ugly and it gets a bit transactional, would be like, not, I'm not saying you did.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm saying someone would be like, oh, I did a good deed for them, so they're going to do a good deed for me now in the future. Like, they're kind of banking it.
They hold them to it, or they know that they can call in a favour because they're like, well, I did that for them that time.
Yeah, well, I think that's the wrong way to approach things.
No, always, if like a good deed is void.
Yeah.
If you're ever expecting anything in return.
Once or twice in the past, I've been friends with people who...
Yeah,
like,
I know what
you're
on about.
You know the vibes, right? And that bugged the shit out of me because it's like, they done a good deed and then when we were having a disagreement on something, they like pulled up the good deed
they
and they
pulled
were
up
like,
the good
sure, I've been doing this for you. And I was like, okay, sorry, I thought we were doing that out of the goodness of our hearts. I didn't know you were going to hold me to this in the future. In which case, I wouldn't have wanted you to do that.
I wouldn't have wanted that if I thought, like, we were keeping score.
Yeah, I can't say too much because liable and all that. But you know,
liable.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, so if I ever do a good deed for you, just know, girls, I don't want anything in return.
No. Don't want anything.
But you can post about it on Instagram. And you can tag me. You know?
Yeah, I'd love to be. I'd love to be.
No, you wouldn't. No. I'd be mortified.
And that time I did that, I do the odd charity spin class.
Mm.
And then, like, and obviously, whatever, like, doing it, like, just because, whatever, wanting to help.
And you need to, like, raise some funds, yeah.
But also, I want to take a picture with a big check. You know, the big checks, I just think they're camp.
They are camp.
I'd love to do a thing of me handing over a big check.
Yeah, but no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it would need to be for a substantial amount of money. You can't be handing over one spin class worth
of... One spin class. No, doll, I raised a lot of money in those spin classes.
I know, but like it needs don't to you be worry in about the me thousands.
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe I made an extra donation of my own monies.
Anyway, girls, get out there, do some good deeds, hold the door open for somebody.
That's the thing. I think a good deed could be something as simple as that. Chatting to someone who you think might be a bit lonely.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Small good deeds
are nice. Yeah.
Also, just be sound. Life is hard enough. The world is hard enough. Be good to each other.
Be a nice person.
Yeah. What good deed do you want to do today?
I'm always doing good deeds. I can't keep up.
What do you do today?
Sure, all I'm doing there, sure, every time I have to answer the door for a parcel for one of my housemates.
I know what good deed you did today.
What?
You brought me a donut when I arrived and it made my day.
And did you notice something with the donuts? Did you get any notification on your Monzo?
No.
No, because it didn't come out of the joint account. That was out of my own back pocket.
Aren't you the best?
I'm gonna tell you, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, gorgeous.
A fiver for the donuts. Tenner for two donuts.
But babe,
my mom knew I was spending a tenner on two donuts.
I know, but sometimes money does buy happiness.
I know, but like, remember...
In a cinnamon scroll form.
You get a bag of five or six for a euro.
Yeah, but they're not the level that of the donut.
They're actually, the jam ones are nice.
No, not like these are way nicer.
They are nice.
Cinnamon roll. Mmm, yum.
Gorgeous.
I want another one. Anyway, I have to
go. Anyway, girlies, we must go.
Go on, love
you. Take care.
Bye. Be good to each other.
Good news, good joy, good deeds.
Be good to each other. Bye, 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 bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.